and separates us from the love, amen, from the, amen, the communion of God. But the Bible said that the love of God, amen, which it passeth all understanding, he loved us yet while we were yet sinners. Oh, the love of God. But oh, if we're ever living in a time, amen, where there is confusion and diversity even among the Christians. Amen, we were up around Gettysburg, and we know that Gettysburg was a civil war, but there were just as many people killed in that war than any other war that we could ever read. Oh, why? Because they were fighting against themselves. Amen, there was a division. There was strife. There was envy, there was anger, there was hatred, because they were against one another. And oh, if we cannot work together, amen, and finally decide of whose side that we're on, amen, we will kill one another. Amen, sin will enter in and cause us to separate from ourselves and from God. But oh, I want to be, amen, like Enoch, walking 300 years with the Lord. Finally, one day, the Lord saying, hey, we're closer to my house. Why don't you go on home with me? And the Lord took him out, not tasting of death. There is a place where that we can be with God. Amen. But all we see that while the man of God was gone, the Bible said, you smite the shepherd, the sheep shall flee. But it was in such a time, amen, of when Moses getting a hold of God, amen, that their minds, they begin to feel lonely. They begin to feel separated. Amen, sin will drive men down a road. Sin will take you down a long road. It'll leave you and kill you. Amen, but sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. But when it is finished, there is a long line of sin of walking down. But oh, I'm here to tell you tonight that we do not have to be separated. Amen. But we must make our minds up. Amen. Whose side we're going to be on. Amen. That we're going to fight in the battle. Amen. It's heaven to gain and hell to shun. Amen. Hey, amen. The one behind me, the cross before me. Amen. I'm not turning back for anything. Who is on the Lord's side? But oh, we see here, amen, that this, they begin to get their minds diverted. These were the people that were, they were chosen out. Amen, they were God's people. The Bible said to even call them the apple of God's eyes. But even though that the Lord may be leading us, and even though that we have, amen, the hand of God on us, it is still no sign that we could stray away. Oh, I want to be on the Lord's side. I was praying this past week, and the Lord burdened me bad with this message. Amen. If nothing else, just to speak on me. Amen. He was speaking, Rex, whose side you going to be on? Amen. Are you going to be on the Lord's side? Are you going to stand for him? Amen. Are you going to stand for the love of the world? For if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. Well, what are you trying to get at? Amen. We read in the Bible of a group of people that became priests of the tabernacle. Well, where did those priests come by, Brother Collins? Where did they come from? Where did the Levites come from? Where did this family come from that was so privileged to walk into the holies of holies? Where did these people come from? Do they come because of who they know? Did they become priests of how much money they gave? Did they come priests because that they rubbed elbows with the right man? No, the Bible said that everyone had a chance, just as well as everybody has a chance here tonight. Well, you say you're not making sense, but oh, tonight I want to ask you, are you on the Lord's side? Amen. Or are you just following? Amen. And in your heart, you'd rather be somewhere else. But oh, there comes a time of separation. There comes a time of breaking away. There comes a time of getting into our closets. There comes a time of stealing away and getting into the presence of the Lord, separating ourselves from everything that's wrong. is a way. That is the way which is called the way of holiness.
Right. Glory.
And oh, tonight you and I must decide on which side that we're going to be in.
Right.
Either we're going to dwell in the presence of the Lord, or either we're going to dwell in the presence of the world. And the Bible said that Levi gathered themselves together and they crossed over. And you see, there first had to be a separation. There first had to be an atoning. Separating, leaving themselves behind. Forsaking all the rest of the crowd, young folks. And then gathering unto themselves onto the Lord's side. Oh, young folks, we could come to church every night. Amen. We could come in. Amen. And put on a show or put on an act. Amen. For you see, here was a group of people. As long as Moses was around, Brother Collins, they seemed to do good. Amen. As long as the preacher was around, amen, they seemed to do good. Well, Brother Rex, you ain't done nothing but come in here with a bad attitude to hurt me. Oh, I want to see us get on the Lord's side. Oh, what power we shall see tonight. Amen. Dwelling in the presence of the Lord. But oh, that we could separate our minds. Amen. And sanctify it into holiness. Amen. And get our minds upon God. Amen. Blockading everything else away. Amen. Concentrating, worshiping, exalting Him. Amen. Hey, who's on the Lord's side tonight? Then they became priests. Not by who they've known. Amen. Not by anything else. But only by their separation and their dedication. But oh, tonight there is a place. There is a way. Amen. There is a path that we can walk that will lead us unto righteousness, that will lead us unto His namesake. Amen. That the Spirit, the Bible said, shall lead us into all truths. Amen. Oh, I don't know about you, but I want to be on the winning side. You see, whenever you used to play sports, even backyard basketball or anything, you always wanted to be on the winning side. And anything I do, I don't like to lose. I just don't. I like to get it done. I like to get it achieved. And I can't stand just to... I can't stand to lose. If I start something, I want to finish it. And I want to do it right. That way you don't have to do it again. And I've made up my mind, living for the Lord, young person. Why do you want to, amen, fool around and have to live for God? Amen, mess up and go down a long road in a big circle and end up back 20 years ago where you could have been tonight. It's all on deciding which side you're going to be on. It's all contemplating on living and going the right way. And it's nobody else's choice but yours. It's nobody else's doing but yours. Amen. The Bible said that I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Do you realize just offering up your body, yielding up your life to God is just your reasonable service?
Come on.
And oh, we could whine around. We could pout around about how hard we have it. And how much we're missing. But oh, I want to tell you folks, we're on the winning side. Amen. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 12. Amen. And John, after seeing the accuser of the brethren. Amen. Hallelujah. He seen, amen, a group of people that were overcomers. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Amen. Hey, we are overcomers. Amen. Those that are on the Lord's side. Amen. We are winners. We are more than conquerors tonight through His name, through His blood, by His power. Hallelujah. Who'd want to be on any other side? Who'd want to do glory to any other thing? But oh, I want to tell you, there is a way, and that way is called holiness. Hallelujah. The Bible says, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. The Bible said that He's the God of the living and not of the dead. Amen. One thing about living sacrifices, they get on the altar, but they crawl right back off. They never stay on. But oh, tonight that we can find some hearts that would be ready to be opened up. That we can find some young folks that would be ready to just to be opened up and ready just to charge and go forth. Amen. Offering up their bodies as a living sacrifice. Just as a reasonable service. Amen. We are built up as a holy priesthood. Amen. We are built up by His blood. Amen. We are built up. Amen. We are only bought by the price. It is already paid for. It is to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. For the Bible says, amen, that it goes on and says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. It says that whom, amen, you should show forth the praises of Him. Hey, I want to be on the living side. Amen. I want God to be on my side. I want to be one of these lively stones. I want to be part of that royal priesthood. Amen. But all we must, amen, our duty is to bring praise unto Him. Separate ourselves and cry and draw nigh unto Him. Well, I hope I made it some sense tonight.
You're doing good.
Oh, hallelujah.
You're doing right.
Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests. Thank God for the blood. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing, amen, but the blood of Jesus. Amen. It will wash you whiter than snow. Amen. It will uncleanse you of all filthiness. It will uncleanse you. Amen. Nothing can separate us anymore from the world. Amen. And get us on the Lord's side. Amen. But being washed in His blood. Amen. What a separation. Amen. What a move. And what an experience tonight. Amen. To be washed in the blood of Christ. And to be one of His. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we read here in the Bible. Amen. One commentator said that the blood of Jesus falling from the cross, he said the ground shaked beneath as though it was so scarce. Amen. To receive and open up to receive such innocent blood. Amen. Much more innocent than that of Cain. Amen. Much more innocent. Amen. Than that of anybody else. Amen. But it was the blood of God's first begotten Son. Amen. That He sent that we shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. That we would become a part of this royal priesthood. Amen. A part of the church of God. Amen. That will be called out when He comes. We must be separated. There must be some type of difference. Some type of separation. Some type of peculiarity. I've seen a lot of things. If you go out to the mall, and I haven't been in a long time, it ain't my favorite place to go. See all kinds of weirdos. Always having to watch your back. I know I do. You know what? Their goal is to try to be peculiar. And you know what gets them about being a Christian? You know why they don't like you young folks? Because you've got something that they haven't got. That's peculiarity.
All right.
They're always trying to find something new. Always trying. Hey, man, Angela was telling me the other night, and I may embarrass her, but that's good. She said, man, I'm glad I'm homeless. She said, that way I don't have to always worry about going out buying fancy clothes and always having to look for the new styles that coming out. And always having to do it. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm glad too. I'd be a broke man. I'd be a broke man. Amen. And it'd be nerve-wracking trying to run after this. Man, you'd be running like a chicken with your head cut off. You wouldn't know. You'd be chasing after a rainbow, never finding the end. Getting yourself deeper in debt and farther from God. Hey, I want to tell you, living for God is the only way out. Amen. Serving God. Amen. Separating ourselves unto God. What I mean by separating. Amen. Saying the cross before me. Amen. The world behind me. No turning back. Amen. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. I hope that's your prayer tonight. Amen. I hope that's your testimony. Amen. Being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Being able to lift your hands in praise. Bringing glory and worship to God. Amen. By the way we live and think. Amen. By the way we talk and look. Amen. Worshiping unto God.
Right. Amen, brother.
Amen. I'll tell you what. One of the worst ways to clog up your mind is sit down in front of one of them dumb boxes and then try to go to church.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to think for myself.
Yes.
And then watching one of those things that thinks for you.
Right.
How could you get smarter? But oh, I'm not here to kill anything, but I want to tell you that those that are separated are lively stones. And God said, I will be a God to those people and not to the ones that are dead out to sin.
Right.
I am a God to those people. I am proud of those people.
Yeah.
I am glad that they are. For I draw them unto me to make them a holy priesthood. Amen. I want to tell you, young folks. Amen. You need to look no further. Amen. To this altar and to this church. Amen. And the decisions and the way of life that you live. Amen. For hey, amen. This gospel is the right way. Amen. Hang on to that old gospel plow. Amen. Don't take nothing for your journey now. Amen. You gotta hang on and keep on. Amen. We can't afford to watch things. Amen. The old course says, watch the sun as she runs. Don't let her catch you with your work undone. Amen. Gotta hold on to the plow. Hold on. Amen. We've got to hold on. We can't afford to get weary and well doing. Amen. We've got to keep our eyes on the goal and our minds on Christ. Amen. And not let it get cluttered up. Amen. That we lose out with God and go to hell. Amen. You're not eternally secure tonight. I've gone through a minute's book of one denominational and I found it in a box. I don't know where it came from. And I was reading their Bibles and it said in the first, using the book of Ephesians and the book of 1 Peter, amen, saying that we are preserved through grace and that we shall never fall away. That's a lie. Amen. There is a place of where we can be with Christ that is being separated. That's where we need to be. For we must realize that we are all candidates. We are all candidates for hell. Because we're not eternally secure. You can lose out just as well as I could. But that's not what I want to do, neither you. So we must watch out. We must check. We must keep ourselves concentrated. Amen. Separated with God. Amen. Nobody else. No other things blockading us. Amen. We must go forward. We must live for God. We must serve Him. Let's all stand to our feet. How do I begin in this priesthood? Separation. A cutting away. A drawing near. Who is on the Lord's side? Who is the separated one? Are you? Hallelujah. I want to tell you, I want to be Pentecostal by experience. Not only by name. I want that sanctifying experience dwelling in my heart. A separation. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to be a Christian only by name and be religious but lost. Amen. But I want to be washed in the blood. A lively stone. part of the priesthood being washed in the blood being applied on your life. No other place can you go and find peace. No other gang, no other club, no other lodge, or no other anything like that. Masons may offer, amen, secrecy and security, but oh, I dread to be a part of the priesthood of God. They may have their fundraisers and their benefits. You may fall out with me, but that's just my opinion. But hey, I want to be a part of that, amen, that priesthood.
Yes,
those lively stones. And the only way you can do it is giving your heart wholly, young person, amen, surrendering all unto God. Not being bound by country music. Not being bound, amen, by your other things. Amen, by your fads and passions. Amen, by being bound by the blood, amen, of Jesus Christ and by the Word. There's nothing like it. We say, I've already know it. Well, that's good. You better keep it in your mind. You better keep doing it. For if you don't, you will find yourself separated and lose out with God and miss the coming of the Lord. If we could, let's all find ourselves a place to pray tonight. I'd like to see God move in His place. Amen. Oh, this priesthood offering up spiritual sacrifices, offering up adoration, adoration, praise unto God. Oh, hallelujah. What a feeling that it is. Hallelujah. Oh, what rejoicing there will be. Hallelujah. When our Jesus I shall see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.